This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
A warning from Bernanke.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and the Bush administration have insisted the U.S. economy is strong enough to weather this downturn. But the big wild card remains the housing market. In a speech last night, Bernanke said there are too many people paying their mortgages late or not at all, and that's dangerous to the health of the economy overall. Bernanke urged Congress to take action ASAP. In the meantime, government-backed mortgage lenders are doing something that might help. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are buying those awful mortgage securities Wall Street won't touch. This morning, Fannie Mae said it lost $2 billion in the first quarter. So things aren't going very well. But they might just turn around. Here's Bob Moon.
Fannie and Freddie are essentially in the business of recirculating money. They buy up mortgages that they'll eventually make a profit on, so the lenders will have fresh money to make new home loans. They're snapping up 80% of mortgage securities now, compared to less than 40% just 2 years ago. Wall Street is wary of buying mortgage securities, and at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, real estate professor Susan Wachter says that leaves the government-chartered companies to fill the void.
The competitors are no longer in business. They've imploded. So it's a case of reaching out, and this reaching out is going to expand mortgage activity, which is what we need.
Wachter sees it as strangely appropriate that their government mandate to encourage lending gives them commercial advantage.
They're doing well by doing good. They're taking us out of the crisis. Shareholders are going to benefit, but we all benefit.
Only recently, federal regulators were pushing to limit their growth on the grounds Fannie and Freddie were becoming too big of a risk. Now they're scrambling to cut them the slack they need to help lead the way out of the housing mess. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
The price of oil hit another record high this morning, close to $121 a barrel. That's not helping the stock markets. In Europe so far, shares are down close to 1%. There were some minor gains in Asia. Japan's Nikkei was still closed for a holiday. The Dow is coming off an 88-point loss. It's at 9,969, or 12,969. The NASDAQ dropped 12, and the S&P 500 was down 6 points. Today in Washington, there's a town hall meeting on the newest fad in advertising, text messaging. The Federal Trade Commission is trying to figure out what to do about this. Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Right now, mobile marketers just have to adhere to a voluntary code of conduct. The code says they can't send you a text message without your permission. The FTC's Lisa Hone says the question is whether more regulation is needed.
This is such a rapidly evolving area. One of the things we want to explore is what's the right balance.
Jeff Chester of the Center for Digital Democracy says the balance needs to tip toward protecting consumers. He says marketers are going to start using our cell phones to track us, sending us coupons for nearby stores.
And, you know, many mobile marketers are salivating over the fact that they're going to be able to know pretty much exactly where you are.
Advertising agencies are already creating cell phone ad campaigns like this one, featuring an animated puppy.
Send me as a greeting or message to someone's email or mobile phone, and I promise I won't ever chew your slippers or pee on the carpet.
But the puppy won't promise to leave you alone. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way. By Clarkson Potters, The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, the cookbook inspired by the radio program for people who love to eat, available now. And by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value.
Every once in a while, American and Canadian singers delve into other languages. Leonard Cohen, for example. But some new French bands are singing all of their songs in English. The band Justice just wrapped up an American tour. This is really unusual. France has a quota system that encourages bands to sing only in French. John Lauritsen has more on this new generation of French musique.
Rolling Stone magazine's fourth best song, 2007. Justice have already sold 300,000 albums, a third of those in Britain and the United States. But to do it, they had to hire the services of a London children's choir to do those infant Michael Jackson vocals, latest in a series of ways round a language problem that's as old as rock and roll itself. First, they translated English and American songs into French. Then there was singing in English.
He may be the face I can't forget.
Then hardly any singing at all. Now you've got a slew of young artists who write and sing real lyrics in faultless English. A duo called Cocoon, who just won the main French rock magazine's new talent competition. A group called Aaron, who've sold 200,000 copies of their new album. At a club in the north of Paris, another group, Hey Hey My My, are playing their first ever sell-out concert. They chat to the audience in French, then sing to them in English that would make their former teachers proud. Stéphane Gilles runs this band's record label.
Les majors qui ont toujours dit un groupe en anglais c'est impossible.
The big labels always used to think French groups singing in English could never work commercially. But with the success of this new generation of artists, to whom singing in English comes naturally, they're falling over each other to sign French anglophone talent because if you can sing in English, you can sell all over the world.
The problem is the quota system that protects francophone pop. At least 40% of the music radio stations play has to be in French. But even out in that free 60% of airtime where French anglophone artists are competing on a level playing field with Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears, the French are doing really well.
I could win an award, you may not.
Top airtime on Virgin and Wii FM last month, French duos The Do and Cocoon. Thanks in part to English, French pop is doing better than it has for years. In Paris, this is John Lauritsen for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.